Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about Land Academy, the Land Academy member survey results. Jill and I I didn't have anything to do with it.
My team.
Jill and her team conducted a huge,
awesome,
extremely extensive survey to find out what's working and what's not working, what people like, what they don't like, and a lot of stuff.
Newbie advice. This is a show you really want to listen to. Don't turn it off yet. Please hang in there.
I was shocked.
Because the advice and the tips and the things that I have to share coming up on the show are phenomenal.
Still really, really good results, seriously.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Victor asks, is there a downside to buying a property at a tax deed auction? I was going to purchase a property from someone, but found out it's not theirs anymore. It's currently for sale for a tax deed auction lower than the offer I sent them. Is there any downside to buying one from the county due to non-payment of taxes? Thanks, guys. Victor.
This is a great question, and
I know you have a lot to say.
I feel qualified to answer it.
Yes, you are.
I started the whole company back in the day buying tax deeds because, you know, the whole send stuff in the mail thing was not, it wasn't
and didn't have as cheap as now, first of all, too.
In fact, in the data wasn't made available to the public. RealQuest, this is interesting. CoreLogic and RealQuest started this whole survey, this whole assessor data collection concept.
Yeah.
And they set it up for oil and gas, the oil and gas industry, insurance and mortgage people. They didn't set it up for like people like us, investors or people. And then they found out later that this data that they're collecting is useful to people like us. So it wasn't available.
Right.
The only way you could get it is call each county that you're working on and they would send you the data. And it's a big, huge mess. Sometimes they send it to you in a paper printout.
Right.
You know, so
I remember when you got this.
Yeah.
I remember jumping up and down. You're going, wait a minute. You guys have what? Because it wasn't on their radar. You just did some searching and just happened to find a company that had what we needed.
Right.
That was it. And it was like,
they didn't really talk about it on the website even.
What year was that? I remember like 2010, 9, 8. I don't remember.
It was closer to 3 and 4, but it's okay. Before that, all we did was tax. I would travel around personally and go to tax auctions. In the southwestern part of the country and buy them in person. And so what's the downside to buying a tax deed property? Well, the glaring first obvious result is you can't generally get title insurance on it. Although we're having members now tell us that there's companies out there that will do title insurance. So that's a huge step forward for tax deeds. But outside of that, I don't see any difference. You know, I personally think because of the way that counties go through an adverse possession, they're required state statute standpoint, required to go through adverse possession.
I agree.
You know, it's better than title insurance. So
right, because the big picture is the count by the time it gets to this point and makes it into your hands, you're able to buy it and do it. It's been 8 years. Notices, you know, or 8 to 10, it depends on the county and the area and the rules, basically. But let's just say a lot of years have passed, a lot of notifications, things in the paper, you know, legal processes have gone through. So they can safely say this property, we took it back. No one wants it. We've done everything possible we can do. It's ours. And now we're reselling it to you and we're starting fresh, basically. Yep. And at that point, too, the people, they have no recourse. It's done. It's over. They could sue all the county all they want. It's not going to happen. That's just the way it is. Because when it's like part of owning property in that county, you know, and just owning property, you're agreeing to these things. If you don't pay your taxes, they'll take it. They can. They have the right to. You have no recourse.
And so there's always this black cloud that hangs over tax deed property.
Right.
With these existing liens out there. Counties love to say, you know, you have to check to make sure if there's existing liens. Well, the fact is 99% of the time, adverse possession wipes out all liens.
Yeah.
Here's the exceptions. Medical liens, IRS liens, And there's probably a couple other issues in all my years, of all the years, and all the tax deed property that I've ever purchased. One property had a medical lien on it, and it didn't matter. So all that works for you, in yep. your all that works in your favor.
Exactly.
As a tax deed buyer.
Yep.
Now, and this is my final point. So what's there, what's negative about tax deeds? There's two things. Number one, for property, let's say like in Los Angeles County, by the way, LA County holds the largest tax deed auction in the world every year. It's stadiums of people go. I mean, it's tens of thousands of properties. So if you think you can go to a tax deed auction and buy a piece of property that's, let's say, a commercial piece of land in LA County in a good area for $50,000 to $100,000 and it's worth $500,000, this happens all the time, this exact scenario, and then resell it to somebody who's going to build a skyscraper on it, it's not going to happen.
Right.
If the property is going to be developed on, there's issues with buying a tax deed property. That's beyond the scope of this, of what we're talking about here. That's number one. And number two is, to buy tax deed property, you have to go do stuff.
Yeah.
So imagine getting a list of 1,000 properties, and you're just, I mean, this happened to me all the time.
Yeah.
You just get, I mean, if I buy all these properties, I'm going to make $150 million because that's what they're worth.
Right.
It takes a tremendous, it takes a team of people to go through a list and find out which properties are worth buying, which properties are worth bidding on. And then you show up and sit there. You show up and it's like, oh, I can't get, there's too many people here.
Yeah.
I'm not, all this stuff goes on like this versus sending out mail, where you can send out, I don't know, 10 or 15,000 letters in less than 2 hours, if you know what you're doing. Then all the letters go out. And you sit and look at the phone. Maybe you go fishing or whatever. You wait a week, 2 weeks. And then the 10 or 15 people that really want to sell their property, they hunt you down.
Yeah.
At your price.
Yep.
They hunt you down to get the deal closed.
Yep.
So it's way, way more efficient time-wise and money-wise to send out mail.
Exactly.
But I'll be the first one to say, I get notices all over the country for these tax deed auctions, and I stop what I'm doing. I still look.
I know.
I can't help it.
I know. You're a deal junkie like me. Get over it.
Oh, my gosh. Today's topic, Land Academy member survey results. This is the meat of the show.
Gee, I'm sorry, Steve. Was that over your line? Do you have a line?
I just don't know.
What the heck?
For those of you not watching this on YouTube, just listening to it, she just tapped her veins like a junkie. It's a little bit surprising to me. You do some crazy stuff.
Thank you. I'm like, do you even have a line? Why is that like, oh my gosh? It's not oh my gosh at all.
I just don't expect to see Jill DeWitt tapping her veins like looking for a vein. You do some crazy stuff like that.
Thank you.
Every couple of days. It's just like, what the heck, man? Makes me feel all warm, like I even love you more. And then it concerns me, like all at the same time.
Like, oh, should I worry? That's bad. How does she know what that is? No. You know why I know what that is? I watched the movies you put in front of me.
I know. That's probably what it is.
Oh, sadly, my taste in movies has changed quite dramatically. Well, not my taste hasn't changed. My threshold for what I can handle has changed because you've slowly gotten me used to horrible, horrible movies. I would never watch 5 or 10 years ago. I'd be like, heck no. No
like,
way.
All the men that listen to this show will identify with what I'm about to say. Like, once in a while, you put like a really risque black little nighty thing on.
Uh-oh.
And it's like, my initial reaction is, okay, this is great. And then I start thinking, like, wait a minute, like, that's Jill in there. I mean, and the result's always the same, which we won't cover in this thing.
Thank
it's rated
you.
G, but it's like, it's just a little conflicted for just for a second. Like, that's sweet Jill.
Wow. All right, that was TMI. Are you done now?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Back to the meat of the show, which is the survey results. So I have some notes here I'm going to share, and I have some stuff on the, Stephen's going to pull up for me. And I can refer to. This is such great, valuable information for those of you who are new. I think thinking about joining, really, what goes on in this community. Number one, I want to say that. I don't know, it gets more interesting as I go on, but I just kind of picked out the highlights. There's like 6 or 7 things here. Number one, 75% of our members participate in our online community. That's huge. That's a lot. That says a lot about their success. They ask questions, they get answers. And I think that's it. It's so valuable, and I'm glad that we have it. And if you're new or thinking about doing it, check out our online community. It's amazing what goes on in there.
I wonder if we could publish these results somewhere.
We're going to do something with that.
Are.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, we're
going
to do something with that. The second thing, the number two, we have created tools now that our members, they could not be successful and cannot live without. I mean, think about it. Like you talk about, you know, the data, the cheap mail, all the support that we have. Trying to think, what are some of the things that the member calls? There's so many parcel fact, finding properties, so many things that we have now. They've said, I couldn't do my job without them. And thank you.
Yeah, and what's rooted in that question? There's just some once in a while I get this question, like, why is your program so expensive? And so, and to which I respond, the vast majority of the cost of this program is the data subscription and access to mail. So without the Land Academy program,
you walked
into CoreLogic or Title Pro 24/7 or and soon here with House Academy Data Tree, if you walked in and said, I'd like a subscription to this data, it would be way more expensive than the whole charge of the whole Land Academy show. So you're not so much paying for education. And we set this up like this. A whole premise is all the education is free, you're paying for the tools. And that's what it is. The upfront cost offsets our expense. Mm-hmm. Truly, it's not a profit center for us. And then the monthly membership cost, you're paying for access to the data and to the mail. So it's not, it's that those tools are imperative.
Well, you know, this ties into the next question I was going to talk about. The majority of the people that took the test, our survey, I will read the summary verbatim. It says, for those that have completed a deal, the vast majority recouped their initial investment in the first deal or shortly thereafter.
And that's
but
set
the
up.
Most of them was in the first deal. So they're like, they quickly learned how to like buy for 1,000 and sell for 5. They're like, done.
Yeah.
That's it. That was a test.
It's set up like that.
Now we know.
It's impossible to communicate that.
But yeah.
People don't believe us, and that's good.
And at the time of taking the survey, I mean, we've only been doing this since 2015?
Mm-hmm.
So of our members right now, over half of them have completed 21 to 99 deals. That's a great number, too.
It's amazing.
I love
10%
that.
10% or 100
10%
plus.
Of way over 100.
And that's just the people that responded.
That's true. Because, you know, a lot of people, we joke about that, but it's totally true. You know, people get into it, they figure it out, they understand it, they're off and running. They're like, I don't need a survey, I'm busy. They're dark.
Which I understand.
Totally. And then, for completing the first deal, over half have completed their first deal in under 3 months. That's great.
Again,
too.
Staggering.
They got up and running, they got everything they needed, they figured it out, and they're on their way. The biggest challenge that everyone said was, and this I found the most interesting, it was all them. The biggest challenge was personal life and getting in their own way. You know, and like they talked about things like analysis paralysis and family and the time, and it's just really that was it. So that was their biggest thing. And so there's stuff that I'm trying to work on with my team to help with that. So great, you're here, you get it, you understand it. Now you need some help with some skills for fitting this into your life.
This really surprised me.
Yeah.
Personal life is the biggest challenge versus
biggest one.
It's not the education or the tools.
Not I don't understand it or I'm not a data. Yeah, that was a funny thing too. Yeah, no one said I can't understand this. I'm not a data person. I don't see it like you do, Stephen. Or CoreLogic scares me.
Yep.
Or you know, I'm afraid of the the phone. Or my, you know, or I don't feel confident. No, it's just like I got to get my life in order. That's it. They're like, okay, you just handed me. It's like I just handed you, the beautiful, which we did. It's a beautiful roadmap, exactly A, B, C, D, what to do. Now your job is just to do it. And you're like, oh, I got to clear off 2 hours a day. You're right. I do need to do that.
That will directly affect the podcast content that we create and probably, Jill's talking about
my books,
doing something that,
and some training,
really help people.
That's it.
Get organized, really, is what it comes down to.
Exactly.
And prioritize.
So, I was there too. We were all, most of us.
Even now.
Most of us were there too.
With this. The truth is, Jill and I struggle with this even today.
Yeah. It's very true. I have to balance my time between running a team and our new products and things, and just do my deals. Because you know what? I'm not stopping. We're doing deals.
Right before we sat down to record the show today, Jill came into the studio and sat down and said, "We are going to Santa Barbara this weekend."
Yeah.
I got the suite in a hotel.
It's booked.
And this is what's happening. This, and this. And I expect it to be ready at this time on Friday morning. And we're not working at all this weekend. And because she's just had enough.
I did.
And so.
We need it.
And she's completely right.
Yeah.
That ties into this. For like 30 seconds. And then I said, you know what? You're right. And you're getting a massage and stuff.
Thank you. I'm going to stop right there. So that ties into this too, as a matter of fact. And that's the personal life is two parts. One, you got to figure out your personal life so you can do this. Two, you got to make sure you manage your personal life so this doesn't take over. You want to make sure you have you want to get burnout. Another question here. I have two more I want to mention. The second one to the last one is newbie advice. We asked, what advice would you give newbies? The number one thing was a version of mail, market, repeat. Send out the mail, market the property, sell the property, turn around, do it again. Don't stop. Just keep going. And the number two thing they said, which just kind of ties in, is just take action. Some people don't. They're just, and it goes back to like the personal life and the biggest challenge. So they tell newbies, just do it, man. I know it's scary. I know you're not sure you're ready for it. Your website's not as beautiful as you want it to be. Who cares? Take action.
If you can't get the mail out, which I understand, and this trips up a lot of people, call offers to owners and say that sentence. I can't get the mail out. I'm stuck.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yep.
The people that work, Jill and I started that company from the ground up.
Not for picking a county.
To address. I'm saying, like, call it like it's a helpline and say, I can't get stuck out. What do I do? They'll help you.
Okay.
Will they do it for you? No.
Right.
Will they choose a county for you? No.
Make sure you get the right direction.
At least it's a place to call and say, I need to get this done.
And our online community. One of my best things is really reaching out to your peers, you know, and even reaching out to them, say, hey, I'm not a member. I'm just kind of getting rolling here. Can you guys help me? They'll do it. Sure. They'll help you. All right. And then the last thing I want to talk about was, the question was, this is so good. Let me see what the exact question was. What would you like to see from Land Academy in the future? It could be tools, new programs, new content, etc. Be creative. Number one answer was networking opportunities. So that's coming. I hear you. I got it. Sit tight. I'm working on it. And just so you know, the number two, House Academy. That's coming too.
Wow.
Uh-huh. That was number two.
I didn't know that.
All the other things like, let's see, like marketing support or hearing. They also want to say hearing from other members, accountability, things like that. But that was the biggest thing was networking opportunities. And I hear you. And it's true. All right. You asked. Just as normal, let's end it on this. As always, you ask, we're going to do our best. We heard you.
What shocked you this most about the survey? What was the most jaw-dropping point?
The most interesting thing about this was the thing we're talking about on our Thursday call. Our Thursday show, I mean. So I'm not going to talk about it here, but that was it. There was one question that I went like, what?
You can't talk about it here?
No, I'm going to save it for Thursday. Why? I want them to hear it on Thursday. It's a whole
Thursday
show.
Podcast.
There's one more thing on our podcast coming up on Thursday. This is Tuesday. So on our third Thursday podcast, hang in there. I promise. I held back one really, really good statistic that we're going to, because it was so big. We devoted a whole podcast show to it, so I want to hold that one back. But of the ones that I talked about here, I think the biggest challenge was the one that surprised me.
Yeah, the personal.
Yeah.
The personal life.
I kind of thought that would be a technical thing.
Me
I kind of thought there would be some like.
That's what I thought.
Something technical, and I was all ready to help him. Well, I am going to help anyway, but you know, the biggest challenge was really just everybody. Everybody just admitted it's me. It's not you. It's me. It's like really, it's not
that's
you.
How you break up with somebody.
Exactly. It's me. Don't break up with us.
I think that's true, though.
It's true.
I really do think it's like you, not me.
Me?
Not you personally.
Oh.
You break up with somebody or they break up with you. It really is them. It's not you. They're just not into
it. Is
it?
No. No, I don't know. It could be me. What if I picked the wrong person? I was trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. I believe it. It's not you. It's me. If I'm breaking up with someone, I made
that's a bad choice. What
I should have never let it
We're
get this
the
far.
Same thing. We're saying exactly the same thing. So if you ever say that to somebody, you know, it's me. It's not you.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Yeah. I knew going into it, this is going to be a bad relationship,
so upset,
but it was
though.
Never going to work. And so it really is me. We should have never had a second date.
It's like that with vendors and employees. It's like, listen, I made a mistake here, not you.
Yeah.
It still ends in tragedy and tears and all that, but. At least it's the truth.
It's got to happen.
Well, you did it again. You spent another 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we talk about bigger pockets, how to use bigger pockets, and Land Academy.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Always comes back to like a dating breakup.
I think it's something that everybody can really
relate to.
Yeah, relate to, and I, you know, it's not just dating. Plus, dating's always funny.
I think, yeah,
never goes right.
Everyone's either broken up with someone or been broken up with.
Yeah. You can relate to the whole thing.
That happens. Life happens.
Like humans, right?
Yep. Hey, and wherever you're watching or wherever you are listening, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration to buy undervalued property.